my brothers and sisters in the Lord. As she does every year, today the church invites us into a journey, the journey of Holy Week, during which we are given the opportunity to reflect upon the painful sequence of events in the life of Jesus, beginning with his triumphal entry into Jerusalem that we commemorate today through the events of the Last Supper, his agony and betrayal in the Garden of Gethsemane, and to his crucifixion and death. Sobering events, each of which must take place for the Father to glorify Jesus and to bring salvation to a broken world through his resurrection. My friends, we begin with the gospel for the blessing of palms that sets the stage for the journey. It is noteworthy to begin this reflection by looking at the role of the crowds in Jerusalem. On Palm Sunday, they cried out, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Yet the Passion narrative reminds us that on Good Friday, they cried out a different message. "Crucify him." These are the same people changing their minds. Perhaps some are the same. But before we chastise them for their fickle ways, let us take some care to assess where we stand along the way. For therein can be found the real blessing of the journey and the hope that is given to us through faith. One of the more remarkable aspects of the gospel narrative of the Passion on Palm Sunday is the way in which we hear it. Holy Week is the only time that the gospel is proclaimed by someone besides a bishop, priest, or deacon. Every individual in this church takes part. It is a great privilege. It gives us a role in Christ's passion. But what do we say? Listen to the lines that are given. "Not this one, give us Barabbas. Hail, King of the Jews. Take him away, take him away. Crucify him." My friends, we are the mob, and we assist in condemning Christ to death. And the great irony, of course, is that we do it while clutching palm branches in our hands. We might take offense at the statement, but we are really no different than the crowds in Jerusalem. We start out acting like angels, singing Hosanna. However, we end up just being the mob. No, my friends, we are not the worst people who have ever lived. Far from it. Yet for the journey of this Holy Week to have meaning, we must own our place within it. To be a part of the body of Christ is to be with him on the cross. To be a member of the church is to both acknowledge our sinfulness and the potential for good within us. The church, this gathering of God's people on Palm Sunday 2016 with Jesus in our midst, is no different than an earlier gathering. At the crucifixion, when Jesus hung in the midst of two thieves, two broken, sinful men still maintaining at the very end a potential for good within themselves. One of these thieves, in one of the Passion narratives, taps that potential through faith and gives us the words to live by. "Jesus, remember me." My friends, is not that what this journey of Holy Week and the journey of our lives as Christians is all about? "Jesus, remember me as I carry my cross. Let my cross, because of your cross, become life-giving, transforming, and redemptive." Indeed, my friends, the cross of Calvary has the power to speak to every cross that finds its way to our shoulders, yours and mine. It speaks to crosses that we create as a result of our abuse and lack of respect for others, our greed, pride, and selfishness, The cross of Calvary speaks to the crosses that emerge as we worry for loved ones, wait for lab results, and cope with loss and estrangement, as we try to figure out what to do in the wake of a job loss or financial catastrophe, as we find ourselves burdened with the frailty of age. As the cross of Calvary speaks to us in our brokenness and sinfulness, we ask that Jesus remember us. We pray that we may be better than we are and receive better than we deserve. We pray that we, who often deserve to be forgotten, may be remembered. With faith, then, may we begin the journey of this Holy Week with the recognition that the crosses that we carry are not empty burdens with little or no value. When embraced with faith and the recognition of our need in our lives for a power bigger than ourselves through which we find meaning and hope, every cross, because of Jesus' cross, can be carried into the world because of God's redeeming love and embracing grace. This is the word that Jesus proclaimed as he entered Jerusalem in triumph on Palm Sunday, fully aware that his cross was a prelude, yes, a prelude, not only to his death, but also to his glorious resurrection.